If you've ever been to the shores of the Great Lakes or to the canals connecting some of the lakes, you've probably seen the ship watchers. They're the people with the binoculars trying to spot the name on a freighter's hull. It could be the romance of the sea or a fascination with the storms or shipwrecks. Something grabs people about it. Maybe it's just because some Great Lake ships are so huge. These kids on the St. Mary's River near Sault Ste. Marie are trying to get the captain of a Great Lakes freighter to blow his whistle for them. Now, that's big. Sault Ste. Marie isn't the only seaway people visit to see the ships up close. At the other end of the lakes in Thorold, Ontario, Ross McGimsey watches the freighters. He's come all the way from Northern Ireland to Lock 7 of the Welland Canal. He's interested in the lock's engineering and in the size of the ships.
I just came to see how they went up and down the locks and to see how big it was and what it was like. You don't really see this stuff. So when you go to Scotland, they're sort of really small, just taking up like little speedboats and stuff. But over here, it's just like full-size ships. So it's really different.
McGimsey's one of the many people who travel for good ship watching. Around the lakes, a cottage tourism industry has sprung up to serve the watchers. Terry Dow sees a lot of the tourists that come to the Welland Canal. She works at the locks viewing area in Thorold. Dow loves to talk to visitors about the ships.
I love the ships. My office window is just looks out here at Lock 7. And, you know, you could be typing away and all of a sudden there's nothing in the lock. And then within 10 minutes, you have this huge ship in front of your window. And I'd really enjoy them. My favorite is the John Beard from Algoma. She's a great ship and I love watching her come through the lock. She's also one of the largest ships that can come through. The biggest that can come through is 740 feet. And I just like watching her. So I love it out here.
Dow is one of the lucky ship watchers. She gets to work right next to her hobby. She says some folks have actually moved to the area just to watch the ships. They call themselves the boat nerds.
We have a lot of people here that live in Thorold that have retired from other areas, Toronto, for instance, and they come because they love the ship so much. They buy a house along the canal, and they are proud to be the boat nerds, and they volunteer for me every day here in Thorold at the Lock 7 Viewing Complex.
So where do people like Dow and the boat nerds get their passion for the ships? Part of it is that people are just plain fascinated by the size of the vessels. Luann Kozma thinks many people first get interested in ship watching because they hear some of the popular songs and stories about Great Lakes ships. Kozma organizes festivals in mid-Michigan that celebrate Great Lakes lore. She brings in people who sing songs of life on the lakes, tell stories about shipwrecks, and even make wooden models of the big boats people like to watch. Kozma says once a good ship story gets a person's interest, they usually want to know the real facts behind the tales.
In general, things like popular culture does kind of romanticize it quite a bit, like the Edmund Fitzgerald song. And perhaps shipwrecks in particular hold that mystique because you know there's such a dramatic story usually behind each one. And then there's the lure of just finding out about what happened. And people can discover that in so many different ways.
Kozma says people find that ship watching is another way to feel the adventure and romance of the lakes. Back at the Welland Canal, Terry Dow says even though she sees the ships every day, she and people like her never get tired of watching them.
There's a lot of people out there who love these ships. They love the magnitude of them. I've nicknamed them the quiet giants of the waterway because you can't even hear them coming into the lock, and they're so big, you just can't believe that something of that magnitude you can hardly hear coming into the lock. So there's a lot of people, yes, who truly enjoy these ships.
It seems like the romance of the lakes and the marvel of engineering are what draw boat nerds to the water. And the number of ship watchers might be growing. Earlier in the day, Terry Dow spent time with a whole busload of folks who scheduled their stop just in time to see one of her quiet giants glide by right in front of them. For the GLRC, I'm Melissa Ingalls.